With the coronavirus pandemic raging in other parts of the country, officials in the largest city in western Massachusetts Monday implored people to remain vigilant about keeping social distancing, wearing face coverings, and other precautions. Pointing to the large rise in positive test results and hospitalizations for COVID-19 in some 22 other states, Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno Monday said Massachusetts residents should not be lulled into believing the virus is through with us.
We can't let our guard down.
For weeks now, Massachusetts has seen the number of new cases decline day to day, the percentage of positive test results has fallen, and hospitalizations have come down. The progress has allowed the state to move to the second half of Phase 2 of a gradual reopening plan laid out by Governor Charlie Baker. The next phase, which would include reopening museums, movie theaters, and casinos, could start next week. States that have been seeing a rise in cases have paused their reopenings, with some ordering new closures. Sarno described that as, quote, demoralizing.
What we're doing is working in Springfield. What Governor Baker is doing in Massachusetts is working, and we want to keep it that way.
Springfield has recorded 2,641 cases of COVID-19 with 120 deaths. New daily case numbers have held below 20 for just about all of June after peaking at 104 cases on April 23rd. The city's Health and Human Services Commissioner, Helen Calton-Harris, said she's pleased with where the city is in the pandemic. She also implored people not to become complacent.
Face coverings, I can't say that enough. If we just to use face coverings, we would save lives.
As of Monday, there were just 16 COVID-19 patients in Bay State Medical Center in Springfield. There were no COVID-19 patients at Bay State Health's three community hospitals. Bay State President and CEO Dr. Mark Kerouac said he is nervous about the prospect of vacationers from states with high infection rates coming to Massachusetts.
I mean, what we're doing today is able to keep a lid on a low level of virus, but if suddenly we brought 100 new people in, you know, who were all infected and let them, you know, just spread around the community, we could see a resurgence.
While some states, including New York, Connecticut, Vermont, and Maine, have announced quarantines for out-of-state visitors, Baker has said he believes there are constitutional issues with such restrictions. Massachusetts has, for months, advised people coming from other states to quarantine for 14 days. The city of Springfield is considering a policy for its employees who travel out of state that might require them to quarantine when they return, according to the city's Director of Labor Relations, William Mahoney.
We just want to make sure that when they go, they understand that, you know, it may not be the vacation that they had in mind, and when they come back, they may have a quarantine issue when they come back that they were not planning on. So we're working on that right now. We want to make sure that our employees are aware of that.
With the 4th of July holiday approaching, Pat Sullivan, the city's parks director, urged people to avoid large gatherings of unrelated family members in the picnic areas of city parks. Spray pads are operating in 18 city parks, but city-owned pools and the beach at Five Mile Pond will not open this summer. In a reversal, officials said there will be a limited number of cooling sites available in Springfield if a heat wave arrives. Officials said six buildings had been identified where up to 20 people could gather safely distanced in the air conditioning. Last week, Sarno said the city was looking to set up hydration stations to give out free bottles of water as an alternative to the cooling sites. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.